Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get to, I think this is the biggest news. It's not the Mavs. This was Arch Manning committing to the Texas Longhorns. Let's discuss it with Chip Brown, Longhorns insider on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Chip, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How did the Longhorns get this done?
Well, Steve Sarkisian has been recruiting Arch Manning since I think the kid could walk. So, you know, he developed a good relationship with Arch and just, you know, didn't put a bunch of pressure on, just told him, you know, how much he wanted him. And I think the Mannings felt comfortable with Steve Sarkisian, and I think Arch wants to try something a little different from what his uncles did, although Texas is going to end up in the SEC while Arch is at Texas. So, you know, Steve Sarkisian deserves the credit for building that relationship.
When is the last time, we were trying to debate it in the state, but when's the last time you can remember this type of reaction and excitement with a Longhorn commit or any player making their decision in the state of Texas? Anything matching this energy?
Probably Vince Young, you know, in 2002. I mean, he was the number one rated recruit in the nation. Arch Manning is the number one rated recruit in the nation for 2023. And Texas actually has the number one rated recruit for 2021 now in Quinn Ewers, who transferred in from Ohio State. So, you know, Steve Sarkisian, he needed to you know, cash in on the momentum of his time as a, you know, superlative offensive coordinator at Alabama. And now we're seeing it, because you go 5-7, it's awful. You know, six-game losing streak, longest in the program's history since 1956. You got to have the off-season of off-seasons, and Steve Sarkisian's having that. And I think as long as he shows forward progress, Arch Manning will sign on the dotted line on that national letter of intent.
Chip, you mentioned Quinn Ewers. What is this? What was his role in this? Like, is, you know, I have heard that he was like, you know, attached at the hip to Arch in his time, his weekend there. Does this do anything or change anything about his future with the Horns?
Well, he's seen as the guy for 2022, and then as the guy in 2023, and then he's draft eligible, and he would hand it off to Arch Manning in 2024.
What's...
So he's got to live up to it. You know, he's got to play like Trevor Lawrence. You know, he's got to be a guy that is 3-and-done. His first year was at Ohio State. It was a lost cause. But he's going to, you know, if he lives up to the hype, he'll be the guy this year. He'll be the guy next year, and then he'll hand it off to Arch Manning.
Chip Brown joining us on the Diamond Factory Hotline. What's the scouting report on Arch? We know about the last name, but what did all the coaches fall in love with? What does everyone fall in love with in terms of this kid as a player?
Yeah, it's the preparation. You know, he's just prepared. He gets the game. He can see it. He can read it. He's a great teammate. In addition to being, you know, big, strong, and accurate. And so, you know, he's an interesting personality type. He's pretty chill, which I think is really interesting because so is Quinn Ewers. I mean, they're both kind of, you know, men of few words, but the guys attract people, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a Pied Piper effect. The top skill talent, the best offensive linemen, the best running backs want to play with a great signal caller. And so Arch Manning is a guy who's seen as, you know, someone who can bring in a lot of talent with him. And Steve Sarkisian's hoping that's the case.
Has there been any indication, we were talking about this earlier, has there been any indication about a timeline? Like, will they go and make the move to the SEC before that 2025?
I think it'll be 2024. I don't think there's any way in hell that ESPN is going to take over the broadcast rights, SEC football, and not have Texas and Oklahoma when that contract begins in 2024. And, you know, that's what sources are telling me. So we'll see.
So Arch will never play a Big 12 game then, most likely?
Probably not.
You can buy stock in these three programs, put them in order. The Longhorns, the Aggies, or the Sooners over the next 5 years?
Well, I mean, you got to have the quarterback. You got to have the quarterback. I mean, Tom Brady has proved that. So, you know, I mean, I think Texas Longhorn fans would say, put Texas at the top of that stock if we're buying it for the next 5 years.
And you, your order?
Well, I mean, I think the Aggies have, you know, the best talent right now on the lines. You know, they're a little bit ahead of Texas right now in terms of where their talent level is. But, you know, we're going to find out. I mean, Steve Sarkisian has only won, you know, 9 games as a head coach, and he did it at USC before he got fired. So, you know, Jimbo Fisher's won a national championship. I love Jimbo Fisher. I think he's, you know, a top coach. We got to see if Steve Sarkisian is. So, I think it's pretty close.
Chip, thank you for the time, man. We appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of the offseason and this story that's absolutely dominating and exciting. We appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
Chip Brown, horns247.com.
What's wrong? Hey, listen. I'm not here to defend tea sippers as an Aggie. He had a long day yesterday.
Yeah, he had a long day yesterday. I was thinking to myself what it would be like to be able to wake up at 9 a.m. on a weekday.
You'll find out next week.
That's all I was thinking.
That's funny.
Nine a.m. on a weekday.
When I texted him yesterday, I gave him like 6 options for times, and he chose the latest one.
Yeah,
he knew he was going to be up late.
pull the curtain back. I was the one calling him behind the scenes. I got his voicemail. Chip Brown, leave a message. And then he answered.
That's his message? That's his outgoing message?
Yeah. Chip Brown.
Name, leave a message?
Leave a message.
That's fantastic.
And then he answered. Chip Brown. Hello. Yeah, I'm ready. It's like, okay, here we go.
I would also like to survey the other shows to ask them if they have family members and friends who don't realize what time they're on the home of the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers. Because there's no way that this show does not lead the way.
We lead the way, 100%.
Between Troy's family, RJ's kid. I just had to yell at RJ's kid in the commercial break.
I'm sorry, what?
I just had to yell. I think he was shook for a half second there.
My son, the hustle that my family goes through to make it seem like they have no idea when I work, my mom, my dad, when he used to be able to use a phone, my son.
Like, I gotta praise my family for a second. My family, I mean, something horrific has to happen in order for them to bother me. They just know, like, you know, the day we're flying out, we don't have a dog sitter anymore.
Yeah.
I'll get a text over that, but never a call. My mom, my dad, my brother, my wife, fantastic. You just got lit up twice in the last commercial break.
So my kid, and I
love your, was that Luca?
Yeah.
Oh my God. The con job of this boy. With the tongue, the tongue. Dad. Hi, Dad. Love you, Dad. What a freaking acting job this
was.
He's
such a great actor.
And I had to tell him, yo, kid, we're on the air. Stop calling during the show. 5:30 to 10. It goes for your ex-wife, your both your kids, current ex, whatever. Troy's wife. No other show in the building could match us with family members or friends calling as if you're on a lunch break.
I had a guy in baseball call me. He's a listener. He knows what time we're on the radio.
Why is he calling?
He needs, he needs information on one of the parents or something like that.
RJ goes, yeah, can I call you after the show? And then he goes, what time is that? 10 o'clock. Thank you for knowing.
Yeah.
Good. Does anyone know? I know the sales department barely knows. RJ's family, or they know, or they just don't care.
They probably don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
I mean, good Lord.
I know. Well, you know what? This will happen to you one day, too.
Now I feel bad because I would call my dad at his office when I was a kid. Hey, can so-and-so spend the night, Dad? Da-da-da. And he would snap. Do you think I'm not saving? Oh,
saving lives.
Oh, yeah. He's got he would draw. He'd play that card. You don't think I'm sitting over here saving lives? You call him this garbage? That he was always scold like you didn't know. 50-50. Now, you know, what do you think I have in my hand? You know, it's not a sandwich. It's a stethoscope. And you're going to sit here and bother me? You think I don't do anything all day? You know, and like, you're just
the hustle of these people.
Holding your breath, hoping you don't get screamed at.
And then, well, you know, it's going to happen to you sooner or later, especially young Ollie. He's going to call you up here one day, and he's going to talk to you about what's going on at the house, and you're going to scream at him. But luckily, how old is Ollie now?
Two.
Two. That's right. Well, luckily, he doesn't have to call you now.
Oh.
Because he's on the Odyssey app.
Oh, God.
Right. The Cribcast.
How do I never know that get these from?
Well, what do you mean? I go to the Odyssey app. You download the Odyssey app. You click on the Cribcast. Let me see. Wait, let me try to pull this one up. Let me see. Do I have the Cribcast?
Here we go.
Welcome to my Cribcast. Proudly sponsored by Maverick Windows. If you need windows that allow you to block out the sound of your kid crying, give Maverick Windows a call. Tell them my daddy sent you. Social media is buzzing about my new hairdo. I see you, Kendall Jenner. So many ladies are swiping on me on the dating app teething. Inflamed spleen for RJ Choppy? More like an inflamed ego.
Oh, no.
Stop taking Blue Chew Chop. It's working in the wrong place. Similar to Arch Manning, I'll be announcing my college soon. Just like the Mannings, colleges know a pedigree, and mixed doubles champions are hard to find. Coming up next, we go to the airport, followed by TSA extra screening.
Oh.
And then first class, because I'm a Sharif, baby.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.